stood tall and waved. "Hey, Kenobi! Ben Kenobi!" For a moment, the hooded man appeared to disappear back behind the dune. But when Oren charged up the rise, he found Ben kneeling to adjust his boot. "I thought that was you," Oren said. Ben stood. As Oren shook his hand vigorously, Ben said, "I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say, 'Ben Kenobi.' That's your name, isn't it?" Ben looked down, around, and back at Oren. "Yes, but..."
"But what?" Oren smiled.
"I was just curious how you heard it."
"Oh!"
Oren laughed loudly and slapped Ben on the back.
"You'll find out when you go inside."
He turned toward the store, coaxing Ben along. "Perhaps another day." Ben pointed past the store. "I wasn't going inside. I'm just here for my EOP."
A high-pitched shout came from the claim. "Ben!"
The men looked over to see Callie in the open doorway of the store, waving frenetically. Anna Lean stood behind her, looking a little embarrassed.
"I think you're going in, brother."
Oren put his hand on Ben's shoulder.
"Kenobi. There was a Kenobi down around Arnthout, sold damper coils for repulsor lifts. You any relation?"
"Anything's possible." Ben smiled narrowly, teeth clenched together, as Oren pushed him toward the doorway. Callie stepped outside to greet him. She smiled.
"Rue's been waiting for you, Ben."
Annalene walked up, grabbed her daughter by the shoulder blades, and pivoted her 180 degrees.
"You, elsewhere, now."
Callie looked back at Ben, flashed her teeth, and dashed happily back inside the store. Oren laughed. Ben looked to Annalene.
"Really, I'm just here for the EOP."
"Nonsense," Oren said.
8 settlers' call holdouts had wised up and joined up today. Maybe Ben was number 9.
"A drink for our new neighbor!"
Oren held the door open for Ben. The man stepped forward, only to be stopped by Annalene. She looked up at him.
"Before you walk in, I just want to say, I'm sorry."
"I'm not sure what you have to apologize for," Ben said. Then he stepped inside the claim.
"Kenobi!"
The man's eyes widened at the sound of the name called out by the clutch of people at the end of the bar. But Oren guided him inside. Lily Pace looked back from her packages and waved.
"Hey there, Ben Kenobi."
By the sundries aisle, Doc Mel told his child.
"There's that Ben Kenobi. I think he's a doctor, too."
And at the bar, Jabe contributed a glare as he wiped down the counter.
"Crazy old Ben. Still talking to yourself?"
Ben looked at Annalene, and then back at Oren. The visitor was slightly bemused, Oren was glad to see. It happened this way all the time. People came to the Oasis wanting to keep to themselves for whatever reason, not knowing that small-town life made privacy completely impossible. Seeing Wal Obrug approaching, Oren shot Ben an apologetic look.
"You're the fellow from yesterday," the old man said, tugging at the sleeve of Ben's robe like a tailor droid checking a seam. "You're a Kenobi?"
Ben pulled his sleeve back.
"I hired a Kenobi once. Gormal, they called him. Thief. Stank of spice all the time. I fired him quicker than you can say your name."
"Well, I didn't say my name. To you, anyway."
Ben politely turned away.
"Please excuse me."
Ulbrich followed him.
"You saw me yesterday when them Sandys was here. You saw how many I put on the floor."
Ulbrich gestured to the tables.
"Come tell the folks what I did. Some people won't believe an honest man."
Oren interceded.
"Honestly, Wow. Another time."
He peeled Ben away from the old man and guided him toward the bar.
"Sorry," he said, lowering his voice.
"Some people will cling to you like Minox if you let them." It's all right,
Ben said, his eyes settling on Callie as she chatted with some teenage friends.
I think I know what happened now.
I'm sorry, Annalene said. Callie came looking for us and ended up snooping. I'm mortified. Warren gestured for others to leave the bar, making room for him and Ben.
Gossip gets around pretty fast where there's not a lot going on. Ben nodded.
I would have thought the invasion and massacre would have kept the circuit going for a while.
Warren raised an eyebrow.
I wouldn't call it a massacre, he said, his tone more serious. He didn't like that word. It was justice.
Ben looked down, as if aware he'd spoken wrong.
There aren't innocents among Tuscans, Ben. We know that group was the one that struck us here. But it doesn't really matter. They're predators. Same as a crate.
Understood.
Warren waved to Jabe to bring over drinks. He didn't want to make Ben squirm too much. Not if he might subscribe to the fund. But he didn't mind taking the man down a bit either. Warren knew Ben's kind. Ben would play modest and detached until he had every woman in the Oasis interested. And then they'd find out he was trouble. Warren just hadn't figured out what kind of trouble yet. Callie's story, blabbed around the bar before lunchtime, added more evidence to the case for crazy. But Ben's actions the day before suggested he might be something else, maybe some kind of Clone Wars veteran who'd lost his nerve for fighting. That would track with a bleeding heart for Tuscans.
Change in tactics, then.
Orin took his glass and toasted. To keeping people safe. Ben nodded.
I can live with that.
Orin started his sales pitch anew. This time, he described the Settlers' Call Fund as the best hope for peace. If Tuscans were intelligent, as their encounter with Plug Eyes seemed to suggest, then maybe they could learn, Orin said. If they learned every settler household on the desert